This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau celebrating the close and inseparable U.S.-Canada relationship and vowing that the two nations remain committed to defending Ukraine as it tries to repel a Russian invasion that has no end in sight. During a joint conference with the Canadian Prime Minister, President Biden says the two countries are bound together.
Canada and the United States always will have each other's backs. And we see this through NORAD as we work to modernize the world's only, and emphasize it again, the only binational military command.
Biden and Trudeau met just days after Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping held talks for the first time since the start of the war. Dual Haitian Chilean citizen Rudolph Jarre, one of several men accused in the 2021 murder of a Haitian president, Jovenel Moise, pled guilty on Friday in the United States to charges related to the assassination. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Jarre admitted in court documents that he provided material support and resources, knowing that they would be used to kidnap and kill the president. Jarre is the first among 11 people charged by U.S. prosecutors with a role in planning the assassination. Haitian President Jovenel Moise was gunned down on July 7th of 2021 by Colombian mercenaries at his private residence in Port-au-Prince. His security detail did not intervene. According to the guilty plea, Jarre housed the Colombian commando team and gave them weapons. He faces a possible maximum term of life in prison. His sentencing is set for early June. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Ukrainian army is using Soviet-era helicopters